Oh, one moment. I'm coming. Coming. Oh, hello, sweetheart. Mwah. Nice and early, which is what I like to see in a man. Oh, thank you so much for coming round today, though. I know you know your way around my home, so take a seat in the living room and I'll just go grab us some drinks. No, no, it's no trouble at all. You're my special guest, after all. Go on, off you go. There. Yes, biscuits too. I thought it was the best I could do after making you come all the way round here. What's that? Oh, this blouse. Yes, yes, it's my daughter's. We share everything, as I'm sure she's told you. She has. Aw, she's such a good girl, isn't she? I do think I fill it out a bit more than her, on account of my large breasts, but hey, that's what breastfeeding does to a woman. Sorry, sorry. You don't want to hear about your girlfriend's mother's breasts, do you? You're very sweet, darling. Really, you flatter me. And no, you're not the first person to say we look more like sisters than mother and daughter. We hear it all the time. I'm just lucky she doesn't mind. Now, sweetie, I didn't just ask you round for a social visit. Although it is lovely to see you and spend some time with you, I wanted to talk to you about an important matter. No. No, you have done nothing wrong, my sweetheart. But I just wanted to make sure you're both being careful. And if there was anything you wanted to ask me as an older, more mature woman, I would be more than happy to listen and offer advice. I've heard it all before, you know. There's nothing that would shock me. As you know, her father left the family home a few years ago now. Left me for a younger model, shall we say. And naturally, because of that, I'm awfully protective of her. I never, ever want her to be hurt the way that I was. Life's too short to settle for someone who's a small prick tosspot. I'm sure you understand, don't you, darling? That, as a mother, I need to protect my daughter. Look out for her. Make sure she's being treated right. Oh, what a considerate young man you are. Well, yes, it does get quite lonely, but my daughter does like to bring cuties like you home, which makes it all worth it. That's really what I wanted to speak to you about. You've slept around here quite a few times now. It's okay, no need to be shy. When I was your age, oh, the stories I could tell you. Now, they would make you blush. But, darling, what I'm saying is, it's okay. We all have those urges and it's perfectly natural to have them. We don't have any secrets in this house. But I want to make sure you're being safe and sensible. I'm sure that you understand. I know many parents find it difficult to talk about sex, but I think it's so important. It's healthy and natural. We all do it, some more than others, and that's okay. And I'm sure with having such a big appendage, it can come with its own barriers, its own limits. And sometimes you just need a little helping hand from a older woman. Can I pour you another drink? No, no, it is no bother at all. I quite like hosting, actually. It really gives me a... Oh, I am so sorry. No, no, silly me. My hand slipped. I was too distracted. Quick, darling, take your trousers off. Oh, Listen to me, darling. They will stain otherwise. I can pop them into the wash and send you home in them nice and clean. And more importantly, dry. There. That's a good boy. You don't want the stain to set in, do you? And how on earth would you have explained those wet patches to your friends? No, far too embarrassing. Best let me to... Oh. No, nothing's wrong. I'm just not... Something's not adding up. I wasn't expecting... that. Darling, do you feel comfortable around me? Yeah? Good. Well, do you mind if I help? No, it's okay. Calm down. I told you, we share everything. And that includes boyfriends. Just stand there for a second and let me take your underwear down. Let me see what's going on here. You're not cold, are you, darling? No, I did think it was a lovely temperature in here. Are you nervous? Don't be, darling. If you're having problems getting it up, let me help you. I told you, darling, I've seen it all. I've heard it all. So let me help, okay? Let me just... We'll have him nice and big in just a jiffy. And sometimes you just need an older, more experienced woman to show you the way. To guide you. To comfort you. To make sure you're the best you can be. Plus, doesn't it feel nice? A woman with years of experience, with her hand around your cock. My expert fingers wrapping around your shaft. Up and down. I must say, I wasn't expecting such a small bulge to start out with. You must be a grower, not a shower. But that's okay, sweetheart. I know it must feel odd. But I promise it's not a secret. It's nothing shameful. You find me attractive, don't you, darling? Uh-huh. So just relax and get nice and hard for me. You're being such a good boy. So just relax and enjoy the pleasure of my hand around your cock. Now, get harder. Get harder. Get harder. What do you mean that's as big as it gets? Look, I found an extra large condom wrapper in her bedroom. And I assumed you would have a great big cock. Worthy of fucking her. Instead, you show me this pathetic thing. Oh, you brought the wrong size, did you? How on earth did you do something so ridiculously stupid? Do you not read the packaging? I don't think they even do condoms for your size. Micro penis. Anyway, that doesn't explain everything. What I heard through the walls. The moaning. The screaming. This little thing would barely touch the sides. See how I only need a few fingers to pump it? I don't even need to use my whole hand. It's tiny, small, little thing. She must be faking it. There is no way a prick this small would provide any woman with pleasure. Oh, did you actually think she was enjoying it? Screaming, moaning your name. It did sound a bit porny, didn't it? But of course you were oblivious. You just thought you had a great big cock, didn't you? She was just stroking your ego. And now you have wasted my time. No, be quiet. I was expecting a nice big cock to play with today. She knows how much I like a big cock. To tease. To play with. And what's this? It's not even bigger than my finger. It's small. It's tiny. It's insignificant. Oh, shut up. My hand is not hurting you. I'm not even being that rough. Bigger cocks could take this pumping. Bigger cocks would enjoy this tight squeezing. This attention. So if you're going to make me think you have a big fat cock and then present me with this. No. I'll be quiet. Your ass can take it. It's not good enough. Do you hear me? It's not fucking good enough. I have dildos bigger than you. And who on earth is going to enjoy fucking something so tiny? No. She doesn't know better, you see. And that's why I'm here. That's why Mummy's here. Her father had a small prick. And look where that got us. I just can't believe you thought you were good enough to date my daughter. Oh, that you thought you were good enough to fuck my daughter. With such a tiny little prick. Oh, this is why I do this. Why I inspect you all. Why I make sure you meet my expectations in a man. Life is too short for tiny little cocks. And right now, you do not measure up to my expectations. My daughter is a pretty girl, isn't she? She's gorgeous. I know she is. Friendly. Smiley. She's a good girl. And she deserves the best, doesn't she? Say it. Out loud. Say that she deserves the best. Louder. And you're not good enough, are you? Oh, stop with your fucking complaining. You will learn your place in this world. Men with small cocks are useless. Pathetic. Undeserving of a woman's body. Of a woman's pussy. Of a woman's love. Oh, what's this? Are you getting close? Is my hand roughly tugging on your small little prick getting you close? So it's not enough that you have a small little cock. You're a pervert as well. Are you going to come? Do you like being told that you're not good enough? That your tiny little cock is not fucking good enough? Oh, little boy. I will let you come. I will let you enjoy my hand stroking your cock. Your little, tiny, pathetic worm. Bringing you closer and closer until 3, 2, 1, come. Oh, look at that pathetic dribble. Did you think I was going to let you enjoy that? You do not deserve to feel the pleasure of an orgasm. Now, I will admit, you are a sweet boy. You listen, you do as you're told. And you clearly dote on my daughter. You care about her, don't you? Enough that I think I should keep you around. You might have some use after all. But you do not get to fuck her with that. That little thing is being locked up. Oh, shut up, or I will make sure your ass is even redder than it is right now. I will make it that it hurts to sit down. So you stand there and you listen to me while I slide this cage on. It won't hurt. In fact, you won't feel anything from now on. Erections, if you can call it that when it comes to your tiny little cock, they'll be gone. You'll forget what it feels like. And I will have the key and I will own your cock. And then you will prove to me and to her that you're worthy of something, that you have a use. But until then, that little prick remains locked. Now then, sweetie, drink the rest of your drink and I will go tend to your trousers. I'm so very glad we had this talk today, aren't you?